USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican who was one of seven GOP senators to vote to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Following a unanimous vote, party leaders released a statement calling the constitutionality of the entire trial into question. Burr responded with a brief statement of his own, saying he was disappointed that his party chose loyalty to one man over its core principles. And more than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas, as a massive winter storm brings snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to most of the country. At least 3 people have died in the storm, with more than 4 million left without power, 3 million of those in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday afternoon. Forecasters say relief from the Arctic blast won't be coming soon, as another storm system is already making its way across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the U.S. that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge. And because the implication is eventually there'll be a variant that will evade testing and will evade our current vaccines. There's no evidence that these variants do that, but that's the concern going forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The CDC says kids can get back into the classroom even if their teachers haven't yet been vaccinated. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, the Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News his schools have been open since August without any repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And former NFL wide receiver Vincent Jackson was found dead Monday in a Florida hotel room. His body was found in a Brandon, Florida hotel room that he'd reportedly been staying in since January the 11th. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says there were no apparent signs of trauma and that an investigation had been opened. Jackson played 12 seasons in the NFL with the San Diego Chargers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, finishing his career with more than 9,000 receiving yards and 3 Pro Bowl selections. He retired in 2016. Jackson was also the founder of the Jackson in Action 83 Foundation, a nonprofit organization to support military families. Jackson was 38. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.